Hi, I'm Michael Mann. I'm here with my co-author Peter Hotez, and we're going to talk about five big ideas from our new book, Science Under Siege. Insight number one. Over the past decade, the world has suffered catastrophic losses in human life from pandemics and irreparable damage to us and our planet from the effects of climate change. Jointly, these two crises pose an unprecedented threat to our future. To make matters worse, their impacts are mutually reinforcing and are gaining in both strength and potency. It is now clear that in the absence of concerted interventions, the situation will grow far worse in the years ahead. These dual drivers of societal risk alone would constitute humankind's most daunting test. But the situation is even worse, for our efforts to respond to the existential challenges of pandemics and the climate crisis are hampered by a common underlying threat: politically and ideologically motivated opposition to science from powerful special interests. There is a highly organized, well-funded campaign of anti-science, and it has now emerged as its own deadly force that not only makes it nearly impossible to combat future pandemics or the climate crisis, but touches on many other aspects of our daily lives. We must now contend with orchestrated disinformation on a diverse range of topics, ranging from genetically modified foods or needless nutritional supplements to fluoridation of our drinking water. The list grows day by day. Insight number two. There are five key anti-science forces today that threaten our planet. We call them the five Ps. They are the plutocrats, the authoritarian petrostates, assisted by polluters and the politicians who advocate for them, the pros, who use their professional or in some cases scholarly credentials to deceive or promote unsupported contrarian views, the propagandists, who amplify them on social media and other venues, and increasingly, the press, including even the mainstream press. Together, these forces constitute a vast and complex web of hate speech, lies, and public deception. Even worse, this anti-science superstorm is now causing loss of human life on a massive scale and threatens our entire planet. We'll break down each of these forces in this book and identify ways we can fight back when we come across them.
Insight number three. In the U.S., consequences of climate and pandemic vaccine denialism became starkly apparent in 2025. With regards to the former, we saw unprecedented property destruction from the Los Angeles fires that wiped out entire sections of the city, leaving tens of thousands of people homeless, while the death toll from summer flash floods in river systems such as in Texas could exceed 200 people. And hurricane season has only just begun. The summer fall also coincides when we might see a resurgence of mosquito-borne illnesses such as West Nile virus, dengue, chikungunya, Zika, or even yellow fever. With regards to vaccine denialism, the U.S. is experiencing its worst resurgence in measles in 33 years, predominantly the result of a massive four-state measles epidemic that began in West Texas in January 2025 and so far has resulted in almost 100 hospitalizations and two deaths of unvaccinated school-aged children. This occurred on the heels of 200,000 Americans needlessly dying because they refused COVID vaccinations in 2021 to 2022. Insight number four. Politically motivated attacks on science now also threaten the future of scientific research in the U.S. They include significant cuts to the National Institutes of Health and National Science Foundation funding, as well as lack of transparency in regards to whether any specific grant might be cut imminently or down the line. In other words, both actual cuts to government-supported science and a type of psychological warfare of uncertainty. In addition, prominent research universities such as Harvard, Columbia, and the University of California system are being threatened with billions of dollars in losses to their research enterprise. The net effect? Young people now rethink pursuing careers in science, while mid-career scientists have begun to apply for positions in the United Kingdom, the European Union countries, Australia, and Canada. An unprecedented brain drain is being forecast. In addition, we are seeing witch hunt-style attacks against scientists play out in congressional hearings as prominent American scientists are hauled in front of C-SPAN cameras to be humiliated for the sole crime of helping humanity through scientific research. This too will accelerate an already concerning brain drain. The United States is a nation built on the strength of our research universities and institutions, and dismantling this infrastructure will weaken our national security.
Insight number five. The Lord of the Rings provides a useful metaphorical framing for our plight. The Ring of Power, it would be the fossil fuels that empower authoritarians, petrostates, and plutocrats. The Dark Lord Sauron we are fighting is the polluter, petrostate, juggernaut, who pose a threat to the planet. They pose a threat to us as well by promoting deadly health behaviors. Just as the ring had to be destroyed in the fires of Mount Doom, the coal, natural gas, and oil that imperil us today must be kept in the ground, together with a cesspool of deadly health disinformation. And just as with Saruman, the old friend turned foe, our press and media, the once hallowed Fourth Estate, have been increasingly unhelpful or outright malicious and antagonistic in the narratives they promote. The Uruk-hai and orcs are the politicians, pros, and the propagandists down in the trenches of social media parroting and spreading anti-science talking points and disinformation. So we must do battle against the forces of darkness, fighting back against a malevolent movement that represents all that is bad in the world, fascism, authoritarianism, racism, misogyny, and bigotry, a movement that uses anti-scientific disinformation as its preferred weapon. We do this not because our success is guaranteed. Given the forces mobilized against us, we are clearly the underdog, and no white wizard will come to our rescue. But we have truth and justice on our side, and the stakes simply couldn't be greater. We fight for a livable planet, for us, our children, and future generations, because it's worth fighting for.
We hope you found these big ideas and insights meaningful. You can read about them in depth in our new book, Science Under Siege. Thank you for listening.